Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
To episode 60. I mean, it might be too hot to drink.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think it's cooled off enough.
All right.
Okay. Now Allie has no taste buds. It would be nice to do something a little bit more fun and celebratory for a milestone episode, but, I mean, is 60 really a milestone? I don't know. But yeah. We are leaving for Nashville tomorrow, so, and there's going to be a lot of drinking for the next 3-4 days. So
a lot of it.
We decided we're going to just stick with tea tonight, although it is definitely way too hot to drink.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I'm sitting on the wrong side. In order to hold my cup, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to have to hold it with this hand. And so you're not going to be able to read that it says, hey, y'all. But it's a pretty color. So anyways, we're drinking the Trader Joe's immune and de-stress tea that I actually have had before on the pod. And I didn't realize that it was elderberry lemon balm tea.
Yeah.
And so last week when Allie asked me if I knew what lemon balm tea was, and I was like, no, I already had some.
Yes.
So, go me.
It's supposed to be really good for your gut.
Okay.
So.
I mean, I don't know if that's the immune part of it or not, but that is what we're drinking tonight.
Yes.
I also almost bought a new tea today at Trader Joe's when I was there. They had, it was like citrus wildberry or something like that. But I have a whole stash of tea I need to work through before I'm allowed to buy new tea. So, I resisted. But I did buy lots of snackies for the car.
Yee. I didn't. Oh, I just realized when I posted the what we're watching, I said that you're watching Grey's, but you were watching something else. So, oops.
Good job, Allie.
I'm watching Grey's. You were watching Top Chef Running Point. So, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. Okay. So, that's what we're drinking. What's next?
What we're watching.
So, I feel like I have gotten more into The Pit now than last week. I was kind of unsure about it. I feel like once I got to know people better, like the characters, the doctors, I was more into it. It is definitely more medical than Grey's, and less about the people, but there is stuff about the people now. Like, it does get into a little bit of, like, the people aspect of it. One thing that's hard to, like, get past sometimes is the, like, cases overlap on episodes. And Grey's doesn't always do that. They usually kind of, like, wrap up the medical aspect with a nice little bow.
Unless it's, like, the end of a season, I realize.
Yeah, sometimes for bigger stuff, they'll have somebody go 2-3 is, like, the max. Whereas, like, these people will carry over. But the other thing I've learned that helped was turning on subtitles, which I'm not usually a subtitle girl.
Yeah.
But when they're talking so fast, and sometimes they're saying things that I don't understand. And like, I remember talking to Leslie about that at dinner last weekend, where she was like, as a nurse, she understands sometimes when they're like 400 of this and this kind of test. I don't need to understand that in order to enjoy the show.
Right.
But I like seeing it on the subtitles. So I'm not trying to like process. Am I trying to understand something else? You know what I mean? Anyway, that's not the thing I'm watching new, though. I just wanted to add that little color in after last week. So, over the weekend, for the most part, I was watching the NFL draft.
Oh, exciting. Fun.
That's like the fakest smile in the whole wide world. You don't care at all.
No.
I thought you were a football girly now.
No.
Well.
Sorry.
But I watched the draft for the Longhorns. I mean, yes, I care about who the Cowboys are picking and, like, is it going to impact them? But for most teams, like, the rookie that they draft this year is not going to change, like, next season. A handful of players could have that impact, but most of them won't. And so I'm more so seeing where the Longhorns that are getting drafted ended up. And the Longhorns had another record-breaking draft of 12 guys got drafted. 3 went in the first round, which is huge. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It was exciting. And the Cowboys drafted one of them. One of the Longhorns came to the Cowboys. Yeah.
That's cute.
And his name is Blue. It's perfect. I mean, what other team was he going to play for?
It's a really cool name, low-key.
Yeah. So.
I'm not really watching anything new. I went and saw Sinners again. So I saw that in IMAX for the second time. And last time we were discussing if... Oh, wait. Am I in
there? No, you're good.
Okay. last time we were discussing if it was like too scary for you, and I decided yes, because there's a jump scare of a snake. So
yeah, so
and I saw it second row IMAX. Talk about,
I mean, if it is as amazing of a movie as you say, maybe at some point we can have like a movie night and you can tell me like when that point's gonna happen, because like when I watched A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, like I knew when to look away because yeah. I just read the book, and so maybe if I'm watching with somebody who can be like,
yeah,
look away,
mm-hmm.
then I can handle it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
because I mean, if it's that good of a movie, I want to watch it.
Yeah, it is good.
So
it is Fire Flame.
Fire Flame.
Okay, reading.
Okay, so I finished another book this week.
Oh my god. How many books have you read this year?
23. This was book 23.
That's so many books.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's like almost as many as I read in the whole year last year. And it's like May. So that's exciting. I think I read like 28 total last year, I think.
I'm like on track, but.
That's okay. Everybody's different. Everybody has different goals. We don't need to have the same reading goal. It's okay. So the book I just finished, I listened to on audio, which is definitely the best way for me to read an autobiography, especially if it's read by the author.
Mm-hmm.
So I read or listened to Dylan Mulvaney's book. Do you know who she is?
I do.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know, and I just did a whole book review on, like, if you're really interested in my in-depth reviews, I do include them in my blogs. Like, I will include book reviews. And so more details there. But I loved it. The audio version is so fun because it's just like her voice, and it's just like, it's as if she's just like chatting and like sharing her life story.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed that. If you don't know who she is, Dylan Mulvaney started a series on her TikTok when she was transitioning. And so she did like day one of being a girl. And basically she did a video, a TikTok per day, day zero or day one to 100. And then after that, she didn't necessarily do it every single day, but at that point, she'd blown up on TikTok. And so it is absolutely...
I'm sorry, not to interrupt. I thought I was losing my mind. I was like, is that like 2D?
It's like it's double layers.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Sorry. It's fine. Trippy?
Yeah.
Trippy kitty?
My brain's just...
fried.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she blew up, and what I love about her story is... she is absolutely just a regular human being.
Mm.
Like, she, you know, like, just her background, she wanted to be on Broadway. And, like, she went to, like, a, you know, random college for musical theater. Like, not, like, a big name. You know what I mean? Just, like, very, just, like, humble upbringing. And she talks about that a lot in the book. I think the hardest part of it is it, like, bounces in time frames.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're listening to it and you can't go back and, like, reference, like, oh wait, what year are we talking about?
Yeah.
What month are we talking about? It was kind of tough.
Okay.
But I still love like hearing her voice and like hearing her stories. And
yeah.
It's just, it's absolutely, it's really, it was like a really, like a perspective that I've never heard before. So I loved it.
Love.
Yeah.
Slay.
Slay.
Well, I'm still on the third book of that, like,
Chicago rom-com.
Windy City romance situation. And I thought this book was, like, really not hitting. And it took a little turn for me. And I'm like, okay.
Well, that's good.
Because I think that, you know, the more you read, the more you're like, okay, like, what, like, little romance, like, trope, I guess, do I like the best?
Yeah.
And
so you haven't listened to the Alona Maher podcast yet, right?
No.
Okay, so not the one that came out this week, but last week's episode... they blind ranked book romance tropes.
Funny.
So, and I think Love Enemies to Lovers ended up being number one.
Yeah.
Which is, like, respectable. But it's, like, they did 10. So it was, like, enemies to lovers, friends to lovers, fake dating,
mm-hmm.
Forced romance.
Like, forced proximity.
Forced proximity. Yeah, I don't remember what they all were, but it was really interesting. And then they were referencing books. Like,
okay.
They were giving examples. They
okay.
were, like, Love Triangle, and so they referenced, like, The Hunger Games and Twilight. Like, they were referencing books.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so you should at least listen to that, like, section of it, because
yeah.
it's really fun to hear them, like, go through each of them and say, like, some of them had different opinions on, like, whether they liked it or not.
Yeah.
Well,
this one's, like, kind of, like, hard to explain, because it's, like, a single dad, and then she, like, becomes, like, the nanny, but, like, it sounds a lot, like, dirtier than it is.
Okay, age gap was one of them, too, I think.
Yeah, so he's like 32 and she's like 25.
Okay, so a little bit.
Kind of, yeah.
How old's the kid?
Like, very little. Like, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my dad and stepmom were 32 and 25 when they met.
Oh my God.
But I was 7.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, and then like 10 months maybe.
A small baby.
Yeah. But it's cute. So I'm excited to, I'll probably finish it.
And they were talking about how books typically have more than one. Because, like, some books will have, like, the love triangle and also, like, a forest proximity or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You should listen. First off, you should listen to it because it's sisters on a podcast and they're so funny and it's really entertaining. This week they were talking about how they all have roommates and all their, like, different roommates situations.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Alona was talking about how, in general, she lives way below her means. And she got this roommate, like, when she first moved to California. And actually, like, this, it was, like, before, not the most recent Olympics, but the Olympics before that. I can't remember where it was. Not Paris, but, like, the Summer Olympics before that. She went to those Olympics, too.
I mean, I don't want to
Japan. Oh, Tokyo. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Tokyo. Yeah, that's right.
How did I know that?
I don't know. But that was amazing. Anyway, so she...
I don't even watch the Olympics.
You don't really watch... Yeah, we talked about that. But anyway, before Tokyo, she wasn't really anybody. I mean, she was, because she was on the fucking Olympic rugby team, but she on social media, she wasn't anybody, so she didn't really have a lot of income then, and she just, like, her and this, her roommate have been living together since, like, then for, what, five years now, almost?
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So, anyway.
Yeah.
So loving that podcast.
Yeah, I'll have to give that a listen.
Every time, every week.
Well, my hope is to finish Caught Up. I'm, like, halfway through, so I'll read some tonight and finish it tomorrow.
Tomorrow when?
When we're in the car.
You're gonna read in the car?
Why wouldn't I?
Because we're gonna, like...
Kiki?
I just don't... I mean... I don't know. I guess I'll sit in the... Then I am gonna sit in the front so I can talk to Mom. That is one of my pet peeves on a road trip. If I am the driver and everybody is doing their own thing, like, on their phone or, like, reading a book, and I'm just meant to, like, entertain myself, like, no.
Okay, well, I'm bringing my book. Okay.
Okay. I wasn't even going to pack my Kindle, but I guess I will.
Shoot, I was going to not only do that, but I was going to bring my Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry that I bought.
Oh, your physical copy?
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yeah.
I know we were just talking about this the other day. Like, I don't remember the last time I read, like, a physical book. That wasn't my
Kindle. I know, I'm, like, kind of excited.
Okay, fine.
Are you buying anything new?
I didn't buy it, but I got something as a gift that I am enjoying.
Okay.
It was a new cookbook.
Okay.
So, I don't know if I ever talked about Emily Lay on the podcast. She is an owner of a planner company called Simplified, like the Simplified Planners. I've never really used their planners, but I love her and I followed her.
She used to, like, sell stickers back in the day?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I think you're thinking of somebody else. I mean, they have, like, stickers on their website, but it's mostly planners.
Okay.
But she released a cookbook called The Simplified Cookbook that, and she has 3 kids and, like, has a business and very much was like, I need a cookbook for people who don't like to cook.
Yeah.
And I resisted buying it for myself because I love how last week it was, like, something I want to buy and haven't bought, and this week it's, like, something I wanted to buy and somebody else bought me.
I'm so bad.
I have so many other cookbooks that I need to use that I was holding off buying it. Mm-hmm. And so then my friend got it for me for my birthday and gave it to me very delayed because we hadn't seen each other. And so I finally saw her. She gave me my cookbook and I've been loving it.
Yay.
So that's what I've been quote unquote buying.
I guess that's what you're using.
I know, but I have a different one for using.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm cheating a little bit. What are you buying?
What am I buying?
Travel size toiletries?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Travel size toiletries, but I feel like, I don't know. I bought a little silver bag.
Because you had to have a purse that matched. I'm literally going to use one purse the whole weekend.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Are you going to change purses throughout the weekend? Mm-hmm. Wow. That's why you need a big suitcase. I was making fun of you and Mom for packing in big suitcases. I'm forever a carry-on girly.
I have two cowboy, like, I have two pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
And, like, I put my hat in there, too. Mm. So, and, like, my toiletry bag is, like, that's one of the things I've been saying that I've been wanting to get. Because, like, the one I have is, like, great because it fits so much. But it's not, like, pack-friendly. Mm. Like, it doesn't, like, adjust to the size I need it to. You'll see. I'll show it to you. But I love it because it's so big.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't always do the job.
I also pack my toiletries in different... I have two different toiletry bags. Actually, I have, like, three. And it varies based on, am I packing in a carry-on or a big suitcase? And then also, what's the vibe of the bathroom I'm in? Like, I have one that hangs, but not every bathroom has, like, a space for hanging. So, I don't always bring that one.
Mostly, like, hotels have things like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, but I am bringing that for this one. So, hopefully, there's a place in the bathroom. Or, at the very minimum, I can hang it in the closet in our room. Mom and Allie and I are sharing a room in Nashville. Hey. Girls' weekend.
Okay, I guess I'm buying a purse.
You're buying a purse.
Okay, what are you using?
My Lincoln Park Athletic Club membership. Oh,
congrats.
Yeah, I signed up. And Mom and I went to a class last week. And we thought we were going to, like, Aqua Strength, like, where they use those little, like, floaty weights and, like, kickboards and all the stuff. And then we get there, and it's Aqua Zumba.
I would literally love that.
It was actually a lot of fun.
It was just probably really hard.
It is hard. It's actually really
hard to move in water.
Tough. Yes. And you have to, she wanted you to stand, like, where the water was, like, at your chest. So, like, all the movements are underwater. Like, it was actually tough.
That's scary.
But at the same time, it was, like, refreshing because you're in the water.
Yeah.
So, I didn't hate it. I don't know if I loved it, though. But I also don't, as somebody who has danced in the past, I don't love a Zumba class in general because I get bored. Because we, like, do a move again and again, and I'm just like, I would love some, like, choreography. You know what I mean? Like,
I totally get that.
So that is my issue more, is, like, I don't like a Zumba class, period, water or not. I think I prefer water Zumba over regular Zumba.
Totally.
But, yeah, I don't know. We need to go take, like, a strength class, but there just wasn't time this week. Between all of the things.
You get, like, guests?
Yeah, I think we get some guest passes so we can bring you. I did go take a body pump class, though, this week.
Oh,
which was
hard.
Hard.
Yeah, that's what, like, my dad does.
A body pump? Oh, my God. It was so hard.
Yeah. He's insane.
And, like, there were times, and I know you're not supposed to compare yourself to the other people, okay, right? But, like,
comparison is the thief of joy. Amen.
There were some moves where people were putting, because it's, like, a lot of it is with, like, a bar, like a barbell bar, and people were putting on, like, tons of weight, and there were times that I was doing, like, just the bar with no weight, and then there were times that I was, like, I can't even hold the bar anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to put it down.
Yeah.
It was hard, but it was good. It was good. It made me feel like, okay, I'm glad I bought this, this package, so, or this membership, so that's what I'm using.
Love. I am using, I have this little notebook that breaks down what I'm eating during the week. And then on the right side, the grocery list.
Cool.
And I can rip it off so I can take the grocery list with me.
Love that.
And it's a magnet to your fridge.
Cool.
Too. And so I've been using that and I like it. And it was like $6 on Amazon. So,
slay.
Yeah. Are you listening to anything new?
I don't know that it's actually new, but Lyle and I have been enjoying a lot of Broadway Pandora.
What?
I feel like sometimes when you have kids, you like there were times I was trying to put on songs, like kid songs for her, and I'm like, no. She's going to listen to the music that I want to listen to, and she's going to like it. So that's what we listen to music in the mornings when we have breakfast, and you know, she loves to dance and wiggle, and so we've been listening to a lot of Broadway Pandora.
I love that.
Yeah.
Cute.
What about you? Last week, you threw in this little one-liner and didn't exaggerate, saying that all new music sucks right now.
Yeah, I just feel like we're in, like, a lull.
I feel like last year was so good for music, and now all those people are on tour from those albums. instead of making new music. And, like, not everybody can be Taylor Swift and, like, be on tour and drop an album. But also, what is Taylor Swift doing?
I don't know.
She, like, went silent.
She probably just, like, needed a minute.
I totally. Girl deserves a minute. But yeah. It is weird that it was just, like, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift on a tour, dropping a second album.
Yeah, because the tour was just so crazy.
Yeah, and now she's just, like, radio silent. Like, I feel like I haven't seen her since, like, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which was, like, 2 months ago.
Yeah, no valid. I feel like I haven't seen her either. I feel like right now, in preparation for Lindsay's Bachelorette, a little throwback, a little approved country songs.
Fun. She likes country.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
But she, like, has been to country concerts.
Yeah. Well, it's not that she doesn't like country, but she said, like, it's not my music of choice. Okay. Which, same, because I can get in moods where I'm, like, a little bit of chicken fried, you know? Which is definitely on the playlist.
Going good. Zach Brown is the shit.
So. But, yeah. And we can, like, play with the playlist tomorrow, too.
When yeah. I was gonna scroll through mine and, like, obviously... No, none of the Disney that got added to mine since we were at Disney, but some of the other throwbacks from mine.
And yeah, they're honestly probably on there. Like, also, I'm feeling like the song of the weekend, and it might not be the case, okay. But I've been bumping to Shut Up and Drive.
Ooh, fun!
Like, I forgot how good that song is.
Do you remember what the song of the weekend was from mine? I'll tell you what song always makes me think of that weekend.
Oh, I don't remember.
Raise Your Glass.
Yes, that used to be my karaoke song.
So that song...
It's on there.
That song always makes me think of my Bachelorette weekend. Because I feel like... I think it was, like, first on the playlist. And so when you would just, like, plug into the aux, it would just, like, always come on first or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then in the new... And then Sam and I, our song is Shut Up and Dance. And then in the new Moulin Rouge, there's a mashup of those two songs. And every time it plays... Well, it's those two songs and then I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Wow.
And so when that plays, like, on my, like, shuffle, I'm always like... Mm.
I'm sorry that Shut Up and Dance is not on there.
That's okay. I don't need
to hear... Not a fave of mine. Okay. But I also just hear it every weekend.
Yeah, I also don't need to hear mine and Sam's songs this weekend.
Yeah.
I Want to Dance with Somebody. Is that on the list?
I don't know.
I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I know that song. I do.
Okay, well, you didn't react to it, so...
Yeah.
You also hear that one every weekend.
Yes.
See, that's why I feel like even though you have great taste in music and, like, you making the playlist is a great idea.
Yeah, I don't make that, like, a qualification. Like, okay. If I, like, listen to every week. I mean, Shut Up and Dance. Like, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Like, This Will Be. And, like, Sign, Seal, Delivered. Like, those, like, there's, like, certain ones that I'm, like, I literally cannot listen to them anymore. But, like, if Lindsay wanted to add them, I would obviously. Yeah. And it's not like if it came on, I would be, like... Like, you know, it's like, I'm still going to be like, shut up. But also the good thing about the playlist and having, like, the playlist at home be more like throwbacks is so that when we go to the bars and it's more like country. Current.
Oh, yeah. And country. Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, it's like country.
I think, I mean, it depends on the bar, right?
Like, the bars that do, like, more just, like, current stuff, it's, like, late at night, and it's, like, the ones that are, like, really busy. But, like, most of them are just live music. So it's just, like,
a lot of country,
rock, yeah. Country. Yeah. I heard, last time I was there, I heard Don't Stop Believin', like, probably 60 fucking times.
See, now that song, I'm so over that song.
Yeah, fair.
Says the girl who always requested at the piano
bar. I do
bar.
Like it. I do. I love that song, but, like, yes.
I'm like, yeah, see, that one I'm over. Yeah. Whereas, like, I Want to Dance with Somebody, I don't know, I never get sick of that song, but.
Yeah.
I'm sure the playlist is great.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. I'm, like, getting kind of stressed because I still have some things to do.
I do, too.
Some things to tie up. Oh, no, nothing.
Oh, I thought you were physically tying something.
No, I'm just like...
Yeah, I do too. Allie is incredibly antsy, and I feel like we rushed through the categories this week because we knew... We didn't let ourselves go on as many tangents as normal.
I just don't have anything to say.
Yeah, but we also have something we planned for this episode, and Allie is, like, excited to share. So much so that she made a PowerPoint. So I think we talked about it last week that we were going to do this.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
I think we did.
Basically, as you guys know, we saw Dancing with the Stars, and we decided that we need to create our dream Dancing with the Stars cast. Now, we kind of talked about it, and, like, this... Like, it's fairly realistic, Because, I don't know, Dancing with Stars always surprises me.
Yeah.
But also, like...
I think mine, when I'm, like, glancing at it, all of these names are, like, pretty huge people. And, like, I feel like Dancing with Stars could surprise you. The whole... Okay. You don't need to try to look at... It is blowing it out. It's way too bright. It's fine. I will pop up Allie's PowerPoint. Oh, my God. With, on the... On YouTube. So if you want to see the PowerPoint, come watch on YouTube. Anyway, I have a lot of big names. I feel like they would never do all these people, but they could surprise you with like one of them or something.
Yeah.
So, okay. Are yours in any particular order?
No. Do you know the first one though?
Do I know the first one?
No, the first one I know what's first. So okay. Should I just go?
You should just go. I think the best way to do this, and she was like, let me do mine and then you do yours. And I just think, A, that's going to take way too long. And so I said, she'll show hers, and then I'm going to share the person I have with that same Dancing with the Star pro.
Okay. So first I have Whitney.
Okay. Is it the order you texted me them in?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. So they're in the same order.
Okay.
Okay, great. Because okay. Allie sent me a text with all the pros, and that's the order of mine.
Okay, then you say yours first.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care. Okay, so for Whitney, this is definitely a stretch. And this is also, I feel like, one of those slightly cheating ones which is so hypocritical of me because I totally bitched about people who already have dancing skills, like, being on the show and how mm-hmm. I feel like that's not the point.
But, yeah, I was a hypocrite a couple times.
Yeah, but I couldn't resist. I have Justin Timberlake.
That's a good one.
Wouldn't that be so fun for them? I feel like they would, I just like it.
He would like that. Yeah, mine's more of a stretch. I said Benson Boone.
Oh my God. Oh, that would be so fun.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be such a good partnership. Give her a break from all like the like football guys, like athletes. Yeah. So
it would be all about the music. Both of them actually would be more about the like the musicality as opposed to like the buff whatever man. Love it. Okay.
Yeah. Who do you have?
Riley.
Yes. Okay. Riley.
So we're in the same order.
Yes.
Okay. This is one where, like, this I wanted this person in there.
Okay.
And it took me a while to decide which pro I wanted him mm-hmm. with. Whereas, like, Whitney, I, like, started with Whitney, and then I, like, ended up at JT. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, that would be, like, the most beautiful pairing. They would be so beautiful. Like, I would...
Yeah, I was saying, like, Riley, because she's such a fan favorite, I feel like who she is with is, like, super... Like, it was, like, really difficult for me to come up with.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who this is.
No. Yeah. But I figured Allie is going to have some, like, I don't know who that is.
Rudy Panko, which is, he was in Outer Banks, and he's, like, people are really loving him right now. Okay. So, I think, like, this would be super fun, and also, like.
I also feel like Michael B. Jordan is current, too, given, like, Sinners.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, JT is not current.
But. Right. 100%. So, yeah.
Love it. Okay, then Brandon. Is that not who you have next?
No, it's not.
Okay, so then you just have to go and I'll find mine on my list.
Okay, so next I have Britt.
Okay.
And I had a toss-up.
Okay.
With Britt. So, Darren Criss.
I actually consider Darren Criss.
I feel like would be iconic.
That's
especially
so funny.
With Britt, but also Daddy from High School Musical, Mr. Bart Johnson. Has talked about wanting to go.
Who?
He's Troy's dad in High School Musical.
Oh.
He has talked about.
I don't
about,
know why my brain went to, because we were talking about Darren, my brain went to Glee.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like.
He's talked about wanting to go on Dancing with the Stars. I feel like that would be a fun pairing, but like Britt and Darren would be iconic. So
I also went kind of like musical with this.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan Bailey.
Good one. Yes. Well. Yeah.
Also cheating because he can absolutely dance.
Yes,
but
he can very much.
But so can Darren Criss.
Yeah. Oh, now I have Brandon.
Okay, so you may have just switched those two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Brandon, I also went musical with this one.
Okay.
This is my first why do these have to be male female pairs?
Mm.
And so I have Brandon with Ben Platt.
Fun.
Yeah, wouldn't that be so fun?
So
I thought they would
fun.
Be so good.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have Brandon with Hoda.
That's so great. Mom would love that.
Oh my God.
I was
That's
like
such a good one. I was like, Hoda needs to be on Dancing with the Stars, and I feel like Brandon would be amazing at working with her.
No, that's amazing. And that's a great one.
Now that it's just Jenna and friends and not Hoda and Jenna.
Yeah.
Hoda needs something to do. Actually, just so you all know, it's all been a plan to just go on Dancing with the Stars.
That would be amazing. Wait, but Hoda, the Today Show's on what is NBC? And Dancing with the Stars is on ABC.
Well, this is, again, doesn't have
to be a dream, I know. I'm just telling you, I don't think it's realistic. Okay. It's unfortunate, but... Okay, so Val. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a personal desire. Mariska Hargitay from SVU. Olivia Benson.
Is she the main person?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
The lead girl on SVU. Okay.
Yeah, that's... I love that.
Okay. I mean, she's like... I don't know, she's probably in her 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, I love her. Like, obsessed with her. And so I feel like she would be really good with Val.
You're going to love who I put with Val.
Okay. Oh!
So I don't know how to say her name, but it's the girl who plays Janice from Mean Girls, and she's also Moana.
Yes. Yeah, I actually don't know how to pronounce her name either, and I don't want to butcher it. But, I mean...
I thought that would be a really fun
pairing. That is a really fun pairing. And she is current.
Yes.
I mean, she's Moana.
Yeah. So, don't know if she has time.
She was also in something else recently I was watching, and I was like, wait, is that?
And Sam was like, yeah, it is. I don't remember what it was now.
I also just realized that I have food on my shirt. That
it's Lila, just Lila. It's fine.
Yeah, but, like, gross. Okay. Jenna?
Jenna.
Channing Tatum.
That's not realistic.
I just love him so much.
But that would be iconic.
The two of them together.
Okay, you're not going to know who I put with her, but it's a Love Island person. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
That's fine.
Rob Roush.
What the fuck is he wearing?
It's the overalls. It's a thing. I just feel as though Rob needs to be on the season, and I see this happening for him. So we'll just move on because you don't know who that is.
Okay, great. Pasha?
Okay. I need to show you my Daniela and Pasha at the same time, and then you can go back.
Are you putting them with a couple? Like, you have them with a couple?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Taylor Lautner! And Taylor Lautner!
So, Daniela with the Taylor Lautner, and then Pasha with his wife, Taylor Lautner.
Wait, that is incredible. I need you to pitch this to...
I'm posting this on TikTok. So
the Dancing with the Stars people.
Right? And because they are current, because they host the Squeeze, and everyone loves her, and I feel like this would be amazing.
I think it would be amazing.
So.
Okay. My Danielle and Pasha don't have anything to do with each other.
Okay.
Okay, so with Pasha, I have Leighton Meester.
Fine. Yeah. Okay, good.
I mean, Blair had to get in there somewhere, and I thought they would be a good pair. And then Daniela, I had to go athlete because I just felt like that worked.
That's her thing. But Jason Kelsey.
No.
Oh.
I did Bijan Robinson.
Okay.
And so she wouldn't have to deal with the height difference because he's not that tall. I mean, he's still he's probably still tall, but he's a football player, not a basketball player. And his position is not like Jason Kelsey. Jason Kelsey to me feels like realistic given the
I've seen a lot about that.
Yeah. Bijan is not a big enough name yet and also very much still plays football. That's a problem. It's a fall show. They're never going to have a current athlete, a current football player on the show. Just the timing doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love Bijan.
Yeah.
And I love Danielle. I mean, if this happened, I don't know, it'd be hard for like, that may be my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hold on, who's next? Oh, Gleb. Oops. Oh. Well, yeah. Well, okay, you don't know who this is.
I don't know who that is.
This is Leah, who had a thing with Rob on Love Island, who's also super current, which I feel like just add a little drama in there.
A little drama.
And this would also be a beautiful couple.
So. Be a beautiful couple, yes. I had to give Gleb one of my, like, older picks. I have Jane Lynch. Speaking of Glee.
Oh, that's fun.
Wouldn't that be so fun? They would be so, like... It would just be fun.
Yeah, that would be iconic.
Yeah.
I love that. Is there only one more?
No, there's four more.
Oh, okay. Who am I missing? Right. Who's next?
Ezra.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, I had to.
Yeah.
So she was also one of those people that I wanted her, and I debated a lot who to pair her with.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like whenever she does an interview, she's so, like, goofy.
Yeah.
That I felt like she had to go with Ezra.
Well, I put Ezra with a boy.
Love it. He would love that.
Noah Schnapp.
I don't know who that is, but...
You don't?
Great. I love that for them.
Stranger Things.
I don't watch that.
He comes from Disney. Oh, I will say that. But this would be incred. Incred.
Love that. All right, Emma. Cynthia Erivo.
Oh my god, fun. Yeah. Cute.
Yeah. That's I just feel like those two, it would just be fire.
Yeah.
So...
I love that.
That was my pick.
I put Noah Beck.
I don't know who that is, but he has a great smile.
He is actually in one of the new episodes of Dr. Odyssey, but he is a TikTok.
Oh, you said that there was a TikToker on Dr. Odyssey, yeah.
He's a TikToker, but I think Emma deserves a young human to work with and someone that would be really into it, and I think he would, so...
You definitely went more realistic than me. I went more like dream.
Yeah, I don't know. I was struggling to like...
That's okay. I just had a thought about, like, what if we have Lindsay Shotgun and you and I just sit in the back and watch Dr. Odyssey and the whole road trip tomorrow?
Oh, my God. Bye. Literally.
Okay. Alan, Anna Kendrick. There's a theme, y'all. I mean, like, I have favorites. Oh, your favorite people. Like, all my favorites. I just basically, like, for the most part, I picked my favorite celebrities and then, like, paired them with people is kind of how I did it.
That's, yeah.
And I could have done that. Who I thought would go well with them. And that is where she slotted.
I put Alan either with Taylor Frankie Paul from or Caitlin Clark.
Oh, I love that too. So, I mean, he just did the athlete.
I know, so. But I don't know if I need more athletes in here. Probably do. So
yeah,
but I think one of those two.
Yeah,
for sure.
Both good picks. I feel like any one of the Mormon wives could end up on next season.
Yeah, I just feel like Taylor's more...
Especially after the little crossover they just did with them.
Yeah. Or even, like, Whitney to have someone more, like, controversial.
And she dances. Like, she would actually probably be good, frankly.
Yeah. I mean, I like her.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with her.
I mean, everyone loves a villain.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, last. Sasha. I have Dylan Mulvaney. To bring it back to what I'm reading, I thought she would be so fun, and it would just be, like, talk about, like, goofy, like, people being silly together.
Yeah.
I felt, like, I really struggled, because I feel like, you know, like, Ezra's silly, and Alan, and Sasha, like, I kind of was debating, but I felt like it would just be fun.
Yeah.
So.
I put Sasha with Trisha Paytas.
I don't know who that is either. I don't know who, like, half your people are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who Trisha Paytas is?
No.
Okay, well, I could see this happening. She just went on tour, so.
Oh, okay, great. Does she sing something I know?
She doesn't sing. She's a comedian.
Oh.
So.
Okay, well.
That's my list!
So fun. It'll be really fun to see, like, who they actually have.
I know. Literally. So we can compare it.
It'll be zeros across the board for me.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
I don't know. I don't really think any of my people are realistic, but. Yeah. That's all right. I don't really have anything else on my list to talk about.
I don't really have anything else either.
This may just be a shorter episode so we can...
But it's a fun episode.
Finish getting packed. Yeah. And I mean, next week's episode is going to be...
Long.
Epic, because we're going to have to recap and...
The whole weekend. I mean, we could briefly talk about our itinerary for the weekend.
Sure. Like a preview.
Yeah.
A little preview.
We could even pop up that one, too.
Sure. That Allie made these, like, beautiful mood boards.
So when we get there, we're having a PJs and Prosecco night.
Except Mom got, like, lots of other kind of wine besides just Prosecco, but...
It's just the theme name.
Okay. It's just the name of the theme, yeah.
And we're having a little game night, a little wine night, a little whatever you want to drink night. I don't give a fuck. And then Friday we're up in Adam getting on a pink karaoke bus for Pink Pony Club.
Okay, so what time starts at 10:45. Does that mean like is it picking us up at the house or do we have to go to a place?
I don't know.
Okay, we should probably like know those details so we can tell people like when to be ready and are we ordering Ubers? We can chat about this in the car tomorrow, but I think we should like maybe do a little bit of research on that. Because I
don't have access to that. Lindsay does.
Okay.
So.
Well, she'll be in the car with us tomorrow.
Cool.
But, like, I think knowing So, like, rewind, right? If we have to be somewhere else by 10:45, we need to be in Ubers by 10:30, which means we need to be calling Ubers by 10:20, which means people need to actually probably be ready at 10 to take pictures. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So it's like, we need to know what those times are so we can tell people, like, hey, be ready at 10.
Yeah.
Right? And then same thing with, like, dinner, right? Like, be ready at 4:30 so we can take pictures or whatever the timing is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so then, a pink karaoke bus, yeah. And we're wearing pink.
Pink Pony Club is the theme. Ooh, ooh. And then Friday, we're going to dinner, and the theme is Till Death Do Us Party. So we'll all be wearing black. R.I.P. Her last name. And then we're going to go out on the town.
Changing her last name, yeah.
Saturday, we're getting up again and going to brunch, denim and diamond vibe. And then after that, we're heading on over to the Pedal Bike Tavern and doing a little boom, boom, boom.
And I'm going to try to snag one of those seats that doesn't have a little boom, boom, boom on it.
You don't really, like, they do, like, drive themselves.
And then, like, what's the point?
It's like, get exercise. And then, you know, if we're alive, we'll come home, change, and go out again. Broadway girls. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was that?
I really like that outfit, so I hope we go back.
Yeah, I have this theory that, like, after brunch in the Pedal Tavern, like, nobody will want to go back and change, and we'll just stay on Broadway in our denim and diamonds. But I did get a new dress than what I had originally packed for that, so I'm okay going home to change it.
Well, we can always play it by ear. We can always, like, have a later night out that night, too.
Well, for those of us who don't have to get up at a crazy hour the next day, that's true. For the people flying, their flight's at 6 a.m. on Sunday, and I don't know how they're going to function.
I've done it before, and it was the worst thing I've ever done in my life, so.
Yeah, I mean, we have to be out of the Airbnb by 10, which is actually, like, kind of early for an Airbnb.
That is early.
Yeah, but at the same time, we want to be on the road probably by 10 anyway. It's probably not crazy to be, like, our goal is to be on the road at 10, which puts us home, like, between 5 and 6.
Okay.
And I'd like to be home before bedtime. So, like, that's pretty reasonable, but it's more about just, like, getting everything cleaned up by 10 is going to be a whole thing. Just some thoughts.
It's just the things that you have to do when you're doing that stuff, I guess.
But yeah, so there's really, like, 4 outfits. Yeah. And then the pajamas. And I already owned a pair of navy pajamas, so that worked out well. PJ set.
What pajamas are you wearing?
I just said that. I have navy, like, a navy pajama set. It's like pants and it's like a button-down shirt and pants.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing black.
Okay.
I was gonna wear my light blue one, but
what?
I am on my period.
Oh, and you don't want to risk it.
Don't want to risk it for the biscuit.
Fair. Yeah. And then originally I wasn't going to wear cowboy boots because my pair of cowboy boots from college just are too tight because pregnancy made my feet get bigger. Cool. And so I was like, I'm not going to buy boots that I'm never gonna wear again. And then last week, I guess we recorded before this, we went with Lindsay to her dress fitting.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks so beautiful. Yeah. So beautiful. Y'all, you should have seen Lila's face. Like, she was staring at Lindsay like she was the most beautiful princess in the entire universe. Like, it was so sweet.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was really sweet. And then we went to dinner and we were out in the suburbs. We were at dinner at Old Orchard, and the Old Orchard Mall, if you aren't from the Chicagoland area, fun fact, that is the mall that the Mean Girls scene is based off of, the mall scene, because they're the North Shore Mathletes.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, we are, like, paying for dinner, and Mom looks, and the traffic to get home.
I thought it was Woodfield that it was based off of.
No, I think it's Old Orchard.
No, because it's an indoor mall. But okay. We'll double.
Whatever. We're going to pay for dinner, and Mom looks up the, like, estimated time to get home, and the traffic is, like, horrendous. And so we look at the time, and we have still plenty of time before Lila's bedtime. And so it was like, okay, if we go shop a little bit, we'll kill some time, and then traffic will die down. And we happen to be right by the Forever 21 that's going out of business. Mm-hmm. And they happen to have boots. And so I actually got two pairs of boots for $30 because they were like 70-something% off. And they're not the most comfortable things in the world, but like, I'll survive. So I have a pair of black ones and a pair of brown ones. I'm still bringing a pair of sandals just in case. Like, if my feet are dying, maybe denim and diamonds, I'll wear like my sandals just to like give my feet a break. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm wearing sneakers tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing sneakers tomorrow. Oh, hi, Kitty.
You're right. It is Old Orchard.
It is Old Orchard.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was, like, trying to, like, not that it was referring to, never mind. It's not.
It doesn't matter. I was right. Yeah. Hi, Char. Welcome to the Pink Pony Club. That's the boot story. So now I have boots.
Yeah.
But I'm not wearing a hat because I just don't like the way I look in hats. But that's okay. It's going to be fun. There's 14 total. Do you hear the boys? Andrew, there's like 25
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I don't know.
25!
I don't know.
Can you imagine all of them at a restaurant trying to like figure that out?
No. Hi, Charlie.
That stresses me out so much. Okay, I think we need to go finish our shit. If you made it all the way to the end, comment with the little like dancing girl. The little like salsa girl.
Yeah, that's fine.
For the Dancing with the Stars thing.
Yeah, or the disco ball.
Oh, yeah, or the disco ball.
I like
were
the
you going to say that?
I just
or the
like,
disco dancer or the disco ball?
The disco ball. Oh, I do like the disco dancer. You pick.
You pick. Dancing girl, disco dancer, or disco ball. Or if you're feeling really committed, you can do all three.
All three.
I mean, the dancers are right next to each other, so those are kind of easy. But
also, I haven't made a lot of progress on my book yet, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. We didn't check in on your book.
It's okay.
It's been busy.
It's been really, real busy. Yeah.
Alright. Peace and blessings.
See you next week.
If we're alive. I like can't hold it with the right hand so that you can read the thing. I almost said threesome.
Not that.
Not what I meant. No, I don't want to say that. Never mind. So.
Yeah. I just burped.
There's like 20. What are you looking at?
Nothing.